This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Bethel Native Corporation CEO Anna Hoffman is again elected as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives during the final day of its annual convention on Saturday. Anna Hoffman has served as co-chair since 2013, but Chelista Corporation, the regional native corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, cast their vote for another candidate. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger was in the room at Fairbanks Carlson Center for the vote.
At first, there was silence from Chelista.
Chelista Corporation, how do you vote? Chelista Corporation, for a third time, how do you vote? That's the third call for Chelista. Not hearing a representative, their votes will not be recorded.
Then the Association of Village Council Presidents, villages and their village corporations cast their votes for Anna Hoffman. At the last moment, Chelista Board Chairman Robert Beans appeared at the back of the room. Beans walks up to the microphone and says,
Robert Beans, the Chelista voted for Greg 530 votes.
Beans is referring to Hoffman's challenger, Greg Razzo. Razzo is an executive from the Cook Inlet Regional Corporation, which is the Anchorage-based regional native corporation. The reasons behind that vote are unclear.
Well, we were looking for a change.
Why?
It's good to change. Change is good.
Before the vote happened on Saturday, YK Delta tribes, regional nonprofits, and corporations met in a closed meeting to discuss who they wanted to vote for the day before. Sources told KYUK that Chelista decided during that caucus to back Greg Razzo. During the caucus, Chelista says they chose Razzo because of his support for the proposed Donlin Gold Mine, located in the Middle Kuskokwim River area. Chelista owns the mineral rights. Board Chair Beans denies that Donlin is the issue.
I understand it had to do over the proposed Donlin gold mine?
No, it doesn't.
Anna Hoffman, as CEO of the Bethel Native Corporation, has not taken a public stance on the mine. This isn't the first time Chelista challenged Hoffman. In 2015, when her first term as co-chair was up, a source close to the matter told KYUK that the corporation's candidate withdrew before the vote came up on the floor because of the lack of support. Meanwhile, Chelista shareholders are pressuring the corporation to hold a shareholder vote on the proposed Donlin mine. Zazaraka Village Corporation in Mountain Village passed a resolution supporting the idea. This is after female Chelista shareholders sent a letter earlier this year urging the corporation to let shareholders decide on whether they want the mine. More than 300 women have signed the letter. Chelista did not comment to KYUK on Azazarok's resolution, but during AFN, an op-ed from Chelista President and CEO Andrew Guy appeared in the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer with the headline, Donlin Gold Project Will Benefit Southwest Alaska. Bean says Chelista will discuss a shareholder vote on the mine during its next board meeting in December. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Next up, we have news from Day 3 of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, produced by KNBA.
Reporting from the 2019 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Tripp Krause. Two young women made an impassioned plea to the AFN delegation to declare a climate emergency. 15-year-old Donna Ash-Peter read a resolution written at the Elders and Youth Conference. She later spoke in favor of that resolution.
All of our futures too, because I'm sure you guys all have grandchildren or nieces or nephews, and it's their futures, and it's all of our futures, and it's all of our traditions and rights and cultures to keep this land healthy and to keep our people happy. And economic growth and money is not a part of that conversation. And it should only be our futures that we are worried about right now, because it is urgent and it is now.
Her best friend and 17-year-old Quanah Chasing Horse also spoke to the resolution.
You know, there are plenty of renewable resources that will be able to, you know, prevent us from having to fight for our own ways of life. And I am not an environmentalist. I'm an Indigenous youth. I am Indigenous, and we are not here to fight with our own people. We are here to stand together. This is a serious issue. I'm worried about our future generations. Like, we're crying up here. We should not have to cry to you guys.
Elders and Youth brings together Alaska's younger and older generations. As a precedent to AFN, the Elders and Youth often pass their own resolutions. Those resolutions can then go before the AFN delegation, that is, if they meet the deadline. When it came down to it, after an American Gladiators-like gamut of parliamentary procedure, the AFN delegation was largely in support. They voted and passed a resolution, which also would form a Climate Action Leadership Task Force. Peter hopes the conversation around climate change continues.
The Climate Action Leadership Task Force that is going to be brought into AFN because of this passing is really opening the door for all these other conversations that already came up today. And so I'm excited to see how those conversations play out with this task force established. And I think it was a win, and it was really positive, and through it I felt a lot of unity and solidarity with my people, too.
Exactly. Earlier in the day, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski also took the time to address climate change. KYUK's Kirstie Schellenberger has more.
Addressing the AFN delegation from the main stage, Murkowski described the wildfires and impacts to fish she saw and heard from this summer.
But I have been able to see, because you have helped me see firsthand, how the climate continues to change, and it's changing faster here than ever. We're all seeing the impact on our fish, on our birds, the animals, your food. This summer, we saw some pretty extraordinary things when pallets of fans were being loaded onto the jet to go into Kotzebue. So many of us saw and tasted the choke from this smoke that was on the Kenai Peninsula, out and around Willow. I was getting reports from folks out in Aniak and Red Devil of the same, with all of the smoke that we saw from the wildfires that are impacting our state.
After the speech, Murkowski answered questions from the local press, most of which focused on the lack of public safety in rural Alaska. Murkowski is introducing a bill that builds off Alaska Representative Don Young's proposal to pick 5 villages for a pilot project that would give them special jurisdiction over domestic violence and add more resources. And Murkowski voiced her thoughts about the state's efforts.
Do I think the state should be doing more when it comes to public safety? Yes.
Special thanks to KYUK's Kirstie Schellenberger and freelance reporter Emily Schwing. You're listening to the Tanana Traditional Dancers. In Fairbanks, I'm Trip Krause.
The AFN Newscast, produced by KNBA and Kewaunee Broadcast Corporation. Funding by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Rasmussen Foundation, ConocoPhillips, the Siri Foundation, ExxonMobil Alaska, South Central Foundation, Manilik Association, Chelista Corporation, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Cook Inlet Lending Center, and Foundation Health Partners. This is a production of KNBA, Kewaunee Broadcast Corporation, and Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.